This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The most interesting finding, if you didn't see my pregame, in the IG report, which was not great, which wasn't strong enough, but which was strong, just not as strong as I would have liked. They tried to say lots of bad things happened, but they're all mistakes, no political bias. But the political mistakes, the non-political mistakes, the non-political bias, they're just innocent mistakes, innocent errors. It proves the FBI is the most incompetent bunch of Keystone cops in history. You really believe that? They have no idea what they're doing. They're all idiots. They're all fools. And it just so happens every single time they make mistakes, and they're all lawyers. To be an FBI agent, you have to be a lawyer. So none of them even understands the law, or they ignore the law. They want nothing to do with the law. They run rampshod over the law. But even if that was all true and they're all incompetent losers who learn nothing in law school, and they're the worst lawyers to ever step foot on the earth, their mistakes only occur against Republicans. Isn't that amazing? There are no mistakes when Democrats are being investigated. When Republicans are investigated, it's a mistake. They made a mistake. They violated your civil rights. They trampled your civil rights. They want to throw you in jail, and it's all a mistake, and it always happens to Republicans only. And the people in charge are all Democrats who love Hillary, love Obama, and report to Obama. But it was a mistake. They're just incompetent. They're just idiots. That's what you think from the report. But guess what? Attorney General Barr and investigator John Durham both came out with their own statements, unprecedented, unheard of. And they both said this is a bunch of malarkey. And we got the proof, and it's going to get real bad, and they're going to drop criminal indictments, I'm guessing. And very shocking news in quarter number one of 2020. At least I hope, because I'm a guy with a short attention span of a flea. And I'm getting impatient. And I want this to happen already to prove it. And the IG report sure didn't. But the IG report did one good thing. It confirmed that Comey briefed Barack Obama on the Trump-Russia investigation in August of 2016. And this is what I said from day one. I told you so. Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. And my gut instinct is always on the money. And I told you the trail leads to Obama. I said that from day one. This wasn't some mistake. And the mistakes in the FISA warrant weren't fraud or mistakes. They were purposeful criminal actions by the FBI on the orders of Obama to Comey and McCabe, who are both Democrats who hate Trump's guts. Comey's a registered Republican. That means as much as in Vegas. The owner of the Las Vegas Sun here. Yeah, I won't even say his name on TV. Let's just say he's a huge liberal who hated Bush and loves the Clintons and hates Trump with a passion and wants to put Trump in jail. And he's also calls himself a registered Republican. It means nothing. That's how they hide. The criminals of the Democratic Party, they all hide in the deep state and the D.C. swamp hide with a Republican after your name in some cases to fool you and throw you off course. All I could tell you is all the FBI agents at the top were working to destroy Trump and to help Hillary and to cover up for Obama. And this whole case stinks. And what it tells you is the whole government is involved in a criminal conspiracy. You know, I've got a friend who's going to be on my show next week. His name is Richie. And he's been around scam artists in his lifetime because he's a street guy. You know, he's been around real, vicious, organized crime, street crime, flim-flam artists. He's going to be on my radio show next week. And he's going to testify with his real name, the anatomy of what scammers are like. And he's going to compare it to the United States government and the Democratic Party and the DNC and Obama and the Obama administration and the Clinton Foundation, which, in my opinion, is organized crime. It's the Clinton Organized Crime Foundation. It's the Obama Organized Crime Family. It's the Biden Crime Family. It's the John Kerry Crime Family. And they got caught one time with their finger, their hand in the cookie jar in Ukraine. And it's like a string on a woman's dress. You pull it, and all of a sudden, the entire dress comes unraveling. And she goes, oh, my God. Well, that's what this is like. You pull the string of Ukraine, and you're going to find out all the answers to the billions stolen by Obama, by Clinton, by Biden, by Kerry, by their children, and by the Clinton Foundation, which I believe launders all the money. I said this on the show a month ago. I said it a month ago, very clearly, and I've said it many times in the past. The entire Democrat Party is set up to scam the taxpayers and steal money from the taxpayers and steal money from foreign aid and steal money from all kinds of organizations, including, I've said it many times before, the Mexican drug cartel, in order to be bribed to keep the border open and make sure the trafficking of drugs and humans keeps going. And what do they do with all the billions of dollars they steal? And all the billions in bribes, they launder it all through the Clinton Foundation. That's what I believe is happening. And that's what my friend Richie, who knows everything about scam artists and has seen it all from a street level, up close and personal, he recognizes all. Trump is the one clean guy who made $1 billion in the private sector that doesn't need to steal from you, the taxpayer. And he went there to clean up the swamp, and they're all out to get him and frame him and fix him because he threatens to put them all in jail. They're scared to death. This whole thing is not about hatred for Trump, which is what, you know, some in the conservative media try and tell you. Liberals aren't nuts with Trump derangement syndrome because of their hatred for Trump. They're nuts because they all got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And they've been stealing from you billions of dollars since the beginning of time. Look at the $6 billion, by the way, that never gets mentioned, that went missing while Hillary Clinton was in charge of the State Department. $6 billion in foreign aid was missing. It's just gone. Where is it? Is it in the same place where they stole the money from Haiti? Where is that money? I don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. I'm just telling you, something smells rotten in Denmark and in America and in D.C. and in Ukraine. Dirty, dirty people. Something's wrong. And I'll tell you what the big tip-off is. That Hunter Biden wasn't just dirty in Ukraine. And now it turns out some are saying he got $200,000 a month from Burisma. Not $50,000, not $80,000, $200,000 a month. Even though he doesn't speak Ukrainian, wasn't in Ukraine, knew nothing about the energy business. His last name was Biden. That's the only reason. They were paying off Biden and Joe Biden, both Bidens. And we found out today, Ukraine has opened up 6 criminal investigations against the Bidens with an S. Joe and Hunter, the former vice president and his son Hunter. So I'm telling you, this goes so deep. And Ukraine was used as the piggy bank of the Democratic Party, as sure as I'm sitting here. But it was only the tip of the iceberg. They've stolen money from every country's foreign aid. They've extorted money with the Clinton Foundation from almost every country in the world, all of whom were certain Hillary would be the next president. And here's the other beautiful part about this scheme. I'm from the streets of New York, too. So I recognize this along with my buddy Richie. Here's the other beautiful part of the scheme. I grew up the only Jew in an all-mafia neighborhood. Everybody was Italian mafia where I grew up. And I watched them, okay, from a very young age. If the Gambino crime family had a dream to create the perfect scheme and the perfect scam, it would be that the Gambino sons, the father would be the mobster, and the sons would wind up brilliant scholars who go to Harvard Law School, graduate, and become Attorney General of the United States, or prosecutors all over the United States, or district attorneys or U.S. attorneys all over the United States. And all the Gambino kids would be running the law. And then they'd never get indicted for their crimes. That's the Democrat Party scam. At every level they've got people, FBI, DOJ, CIA, NSA, prosecutors, district attorneys, U.S. attorneys, attorney generals who are criminals. Right? Every step of the way, the people who were in charge of prosecuting crime were friends of the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens and the Kerry crime families. And so they got away with murder. And then the minute Trump threatened to beat him, they spied on him and tried to destroy him and give the plans of his campaign to his opponent, Hillary Clinton. Just like they gave the notes of the debate questions to Hillary. right, to try and defeat Bernie Sanders and steal the Democrat primary. That's what happened. That's what this is all about. They couldn't steal the election. They were shocked when Trump won a fixed election. He won anyway because the American people voted overwhelmingly for Trump. Well, they had fixed the election. It didn't matter. So many people came out for Trump. And it's about to happen again, except it's even bigger now. You know, they probably had 6 million illegals voting and another 6 million voter fraud, 12 million total. They didn't think Trump had a chance to win. It was all fixed against him. And Trump overcame 12 million illegal votes. In the next election, they're going to try and bring out 24 million illegal votes. Democrats are so good at fraud and stuffing the ballot box. But guess what? We're going to beat them again, because this time we'll bring out not 13 million people to defeat the 12, but 30 million to defeat the 24 million voter fraud. That's what you got to do. You've got to beat the Democrats at their own game. We're going to bring out the whole America for Trump, because they all see what's going on. The public knows that all these people are trying to rig the game against Trump. They can't beat him. So they got to impeach him. They got to destroy him. They got to kill his brand. And it's not working, because we've all sniffed it out. If Wayne Root sniffed it out, then it could be sniffed out by every single voter in America who has a brain, who has common sense, who loves this country, who's a patriot. They're out to get Trump because they've been stealing from you all these years, and Trump found the scam. That's what this is all about. And they protected the scam with attorney generals and prosecutors and U.S. attorneys and the heads of the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ. That's how the game worked. And we got the D.C. swamp now. We got them when we want them. And in the next 5 years, we're going to squeeze them like a lemon and destroy them all. Wipe them off the face of the earth, certainly off the face of politics, and put them in prison and punish them. And for years and years and years from now, this will be a case that you'll study in college and in law schools and legal history. We beat the swamp, and we beat the D.C. swamp because of Donald J. Trump.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. 646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but... Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. So I've got a commentary coming out. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow for the White House. Got an invite by the President of the United States. How wonderful, how honored I am. I'm leaving with my fiance Cindy tomorrow to Washington, D.C., so I won't be on the air Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll be back on Thursday. But I want to read you my commentary that comes out in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country on Thursday. It's How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, Part 2. And if you like this, please write me and tell me you like this. And if you have things to add to it, tell me. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, Part 2. Back in November, I wrote a column with advice to President Trump on how he could seal re-election and practically guarantee an electoral landslide. This is Part 2 of that story. This one seals the deal. My first idea was to campaign on a gigantic middle-class tax cut to match the business tax cut from Trump's first term. How well is that tax cut working? I believe 266,000 new jobs in November and 41,000 jobs revised upward in September and October answers that question emphatically. It worked to perfection. It's important to note that Canada, nobody's reported this in the news. Canada just announced they lost 70,000 jobs in November in a much smaller country. They have 30 million people. We have over 300 million. We're 10 times bigger. So multiply 70,000 jobs times 10, that'd be as if we announced a 700,000 job loss in 1 month. Canada's in a depression. We're in an economic boom. Why? What's the difference? America under Trump cut taxes and regulations, slashed regulations beyond belief, more than any president in history. We're pro-oil, pro-drilling, pro-fracking, pro-energy. We're pro-business. We take care of Americans first, not illegal aliens. Canada is led by politically correct, anti-business, socialist schmuck, Yiddish word for idiot, Justin Trudeau, who mocks Trump believes in higher taxes, massive regulations, massive climate change regulations, open borders, and of course, government-run health care in Canada. All the same exact things that Democrats here are campaigning on for 2020. That's their campaign. Those are their policies. That's their prescription to save America. The same stuff that's killed 70,000 jobs in a month in Canada. Thank God we have Trump. If Hillary had been elected, there's no need to guess what would have happened. Canada is the canary in a coal mine. Canada is like looking into a mirror and seeing America's future. By the way, Mexico is in the exact same miserable shape as Canada. Their economy is dying under a socialist leader. So re-electing Trump is essential to the survival of all of our jobs, paychecks, and retirement accounts. That's why I keep coming up with ways for Trump to seal the deal. This part two guarantees not just the Trump second term, because Democrats have millions of illegal voters, massive voter fraud. So we need to guarantee a Trump landslide to overcome all that. And it's such a simple idea. Trump should campaign on the elimination of all taxes on Social Security. He'll win every senior vote in this country. Democrats are in such a rush to give away trillions of dollars to illegal aliens, to people on welfare, to transgenders, so they can change from Jane to Joe and Joe to Jane, not to mention a Green New Deal and Medicare for all. It's all bribery to people who want government to take care of them and cover up their mistakes from cradle to grave. Now, senior citizens, this is the difference. Senior citizens have worked and paid taxes their whole lives. They slaved, they saved, and they sacrificed for this country and for their kids and for their grandkids, and they deserve a break. They've earned a break. It's not a giveaway. It's their own money they paid into the system for 40 or 50 years. Social Security is the worst deal ever. Government grabs our money for 50 years, then pays it back with basically no interest. But why on earth should any of us have to pay taxes on the money we gave them in the first place? We already pay taxes the first time around. This is double taxation without representation. Campaign, Mr. President, on making Social Security tax-free for seniors, millions of seniors, and more importantly, people above the age of 50, soon to be seniors, will love you forever. You'll turn lifelong Democrats into loyal Republicans, and those votes will help sweep you to a landslide victory and guarantee you win Florida and all the other states where seniors are moving. Trump wins. Democrats are finished. Checkmate. Merry Christmas, President Trump. I'll bring this with me to the White House. All right, up next, my sponsor, Swiss America, has a very special presentation. Speaking of wonderful senior citizens, Pat Boone is their spokesman for 20 years now. Check out the ad with Pat Boone right now. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Swiss America, Pat Boone up now. Free report just for you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report released on Monday into the Obama administration's Russia collusion investigation presents evidence that the FBI misled FISA courts in an effort to obtain warrants to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas reminds us,
the FBI's senior leadership kept an investigation going where they knew they had no evidence, that was based on a dossier that was entirely unreliable, and they knew it, and they did that to continue an investigation into a candidate that then became president of the United States, and they didn't have a basis to do that.
Ratcliffe speaking there on Fox News, and the murderer accused of killing three people at a southern Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic is facing federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced the 68-count indictment on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. It's too early to have gotten emails about my elimination of Social Security taxes, but what I got in the break are emails from my first segment, where I talked about the Mafia and the Gambino crime family and the Clinton crime family and the Obama crime family and the Biden crime family and the Kerry crime family, the leading crime families in America, who have actually fixed the justice system with the prosecutors and the DAs and the FBI and the judges. I left out the judges. All the fixed judges. You know they did it in Chicago. Obama just brought it to the whole country. You know they fixed all the judges. They're all on the take in Chicago. So Obama did it, brought that mentality to the entire country. Eric Holder, Lynch, the two attorney generals, both as corrupt as could be, my gosh. But I said to you that to guarantee the election, oh, so back to the Gambino crime family. I have a ton of emails from all of you saying thank you, thank you, thank you for comparing the Mafia to the Obama crime family. It seems like that is a big hit with all of you, so I'm glad to hear you like that. Now back to my commentary from a few moments ago, where I said, you know, eliminating Social Security taxes would be the absolute seal-the-deal play for Trump when he wins the election. And again, I'm not telling him to do a middle-class tax cut. I'm telling him to eliminate Social Security taxes. I'm telling him to campaign on those two and then try and do it in a second term. But you need Congress's cooperation to do it. You can't do it on your own. The president can't wave a magic wand, snap his fingers, click his heels, and he cuts taxes. No such thing. Congress has to go along with you. And you can't just wave a wand and get rid of all Social Security taxes. Congress would have to vote on it, go along with you. So you need a Republican Congress. So Trump can't do that, but he can campaign on the fact that he's going to make that his big issue in the second term, and he's going to try and do it over those 4 years. That's all he has to do when he wins re-election by a landslide. But the thing is, maybe he doesn't even have to do that. Because there's a new poll out. Let's see who the polling is. The poll is... it is Firehouse Optimist poll, conducted in December, and it shows Trump ahead of all his Democratic opponents in key Midwest states, in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Trump beats Biden by a mile. 5 points in Michigan and Pennsylvania, 9 points in Wisconsin. And that's the only guy Democrats have that, you know, leads the pack for them and is the one guy they think could maybe beat Trump. Trump's killing him, man. And the polls from back in March showed Biden beating Trump in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And matter of fact, in Wisconsin, Biden went from a 12-point lead over Trump in this poll in March to now 9 points down to President Trump. And Trump has similar or even stronger leads over Mayor Pete of South Bend, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Newcomer candidate New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg also loses big against Trump. And on the topic of impeachment, in Michigan, 52%, over 52% of the voters are against impeachment, over 50% in Pennsylvania, over 58% in Wisconsin oppose impeachment. And as usual, this was not one of those polls that polls registered voters. This poll polls what I like, that's accurate, likely voters. And so this is the truth about where the Democrats are. They're in big trouble. Even before Trump follows my advice and announces a middle-class tax cut as his biggest campaign issue or the elimination of Social Security taxes as his biggest issue. I also want to point out how mentally unstable Democrats really are. So there was a parody account, like The Onion. You know, The Onion's like a parody site online. And a certain website that's kind of a jokester website that hates Republicans... try to find the name. But in any case, they put out a parody that Trump had just pardoned Charles Manson, the mass murderer, who died, by the way, in 2017. And Marianne Williamson is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. I know. Another person you've never heard of in your entire life. You didn't even know she was running. She's a nobody. She's at 0%. So was Kamala Harris. That's why she dropped out. So was who else? There's so many of them that have dropped out. God. De Blasio's gone. The guy from O'Rourke, Beto O'Rourke, is gone. Some of them are still in it. Julian Castro's at 0%. Tom Steyer's at 0%. And Marianne Williamson's at 0%. She isn't even listed in polls anymore, but she's still running for president. She sees the parody account, and she puts out a tweet saying how what a terrible person Trump is, that he would pardon Charles Manson. Now, who with common sense would not do a little research and see if that's really true before they wrote something about it? Because how absurd would it be if Trump ever pardoned Charles Manson? I mean, if you have any lick of common sense, you'd know that's the stupidest thing you ever saw, and you wouldn't comment on it. So you went and did some research to make sure that it has to be not true, right? Now, I personally keep seeing things actually coming out of the mouth of Democrats on video that I go, he couldn't have just said that. It can't be true. They're so radical. They're so communist. They're so far out there. They hate America so much. They love illegal aliens so much more than you and me, legal citizens, so much more than us, that you can't believe the things they say. It's unimaginable. So I have to do a double take and a triple take and a quadruple take to figure out, could that really be real? Then I realized, wait a minute, I watched it on video. It came right out of Bernie Sanders' mouth. Came right out of Elizabeth Warren's mouth. So with Democrats, you never know. But with Trump, sorry, Marianne Williamson, he's not going to pardon Charles Manson. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And it shows that you have Trump derangement syndrome. If you could believe that and tweet something out about it, you're a complete ignoramus. You're an idiot, Marianne Williamson. The biggest idiot that ever lived. My gosh. How could anyone be that stupid? I have no idea. All right. And by the way, that's like, I think Obama is an evil, evil person. I think Obama had evil intents to America. He wanted to destroy America and capitalism and the American middle class. He really did. He certainly did destroy our health care system, by the way. Succeeded in that one with Obamacare. But if someone put out a parody that Obama pardoned Osama bin Laden, I would never comment on it because right away I'd know, of course he didn't. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Obama's so careful in the way he talks and the way he acts. He'd never let you know what a radical he is. He'd never purposely, openly, publicly pardon Osama bin Laden. But, oh boy, he might be thinking about it. He'd never do it. So when I saw it, I would just go, well, that's stupid, that's silly, that's a parody. Same thing. You can't imagine, no matter how much you hate Trump, that he'd pardon the biggest mass murderer, the most famous mass murderer in America's history, Charlie Manson, with a swastika on his forehead. Come on. Seriously? Are you really that dumb? What is between your head and your ears, Marianne Williamson? Seriously. Foam? Cotton? Polyurethane? I mean, what is between your ears? Are you that dumb? Obviously. That's who's running for president. People so dumb they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. Man. And there's a new poll out. Again, I told you so. New poll out. What have I been saying for months on this show? Hillary Clinton has a great shot at getting the Democratic nomination for president because they don't have anybody else. I'm telling you, it's very likely to be Hillary, even though she's a sickly woman. When I look at her and I think, I don't even think she doesn't look like she could last 6 months. And as president, I think she couldn't last a month. She's a sickly woman. You need to be the strongest bull in a china shop to be president. Look at President Donald Trump. Yeah. So Hillary's got no shot to last on the campaign trail, let alone to last in the Oval Office. She's a sick woman. But she's going to be the nominee anyway. They could run a puppet. They could run a sock puppet. And it would probably have a better chance than any of the people running right now for the presidential nomination of the Democrat Party. So they're all looking longingly at Hillary. Can you imagine? There's a new poll out. It's a Harvard-Harris poll. And it shows that Hillary right now is at 21%, beating out Joe Biden at 20, Bernie Sanders at 12, and Elizabeth Warren in fourth place at 9. And then you hear them all saying the new hope of the Democratic Party is Pete Buttigieg. I call him Pete Butthead, the mayor of South Bend. He's the worst mayor in America. I don't think he can be reelected in South Bend, a small town of 100,000. But when you can't get reelected for mayor and your own town hates you and your own police force hates you, what's the best move? If you're a lying politician fraud, run for president. Just fail upwards. All these politicians are good at failing up. And so Mayor Pete's at 5%. Oh, he's going to be the next president. Yeah. Easy peasy. President of the United States at 5% in the Democratic Party where all of them are clowns. He's going nowhere. So Hillary's at 21 and Biden's at 20 in the latest poll, Harvard-Harris poll. Just as I told you. Doesn't matter how bad of a candidate she is or was in 16 or will be in 20, she's their hope because they got nothing else. They got nothing. Here's an example of why they've got nothing. Controversy erupts after Elizabeth Warren reveals millions in corporate consulting income. Again, do you honestly think you could turn on ABC, NBC, CBS News tonight and hear these stories? You only get them on the Wayne Allyn Show. You only get them here. After months of dodging questions about her income, Senator Elizabeth Warren revealed last night she made about $2 million from legal consulting with some of the biggest corporations in America while she was a professor at Harvard. So here's someone who criticizes money all day long, criticizes corporations, capitalism, and money. Well, she's taking all the money she can get. She's loading up the Brinks truck, and she's in the trunk of the truck. She's putting all the money from all the big corporations because she's the fancy Harvard professor. And how did she get the Harvard deal? By making believe she's an Indian. You know, she's running around a campfire. Ooh, that was Elizabeth Warren making believe she's an Indian, wearing an Indian headdress, I assume, at Harvard interviews to make sure they knew all about her Indian heritage. She's as white or whiter than me and you. So, in Australia, a woman was convicted of lying on her resume to get a $100,000 job, and they sentenced her to a year in prison. In America, we sentence you to being a leading presidential candidate for the Democratic Party for lying on your resume to pick up millions of dollars as a Harvard Law School professor. All right, coming up next, Dr. Joseph Williams, my great friend. Just out to dinner with him last Thursday night. What a lovely person. Him and his wife, we were out to dinner with him. If you're experiencing hair loss anywhere in this country, this is the main man. This is the guy to go to. Check out his commercial right now, vacationrestoration.com. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Roush. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Roush. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, everything going on from the Pfizer report shenanigans, or I'm sorry, I keep calling it the Pfizer report. It's actually the IG report, the Inspector General's report from the DOJ Department of Justice, which commented mostly on the Pfizer. So that's why I keep thinking it's the Pfizer report. It kind of is a Pfizer report. And also the impeachment proceedings. It's all just utter nonsense. Look at the Democrat lawyers who are leading the impeachment. Barry Burke and Daniel Goldman both donated thousands to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. These are the lawyers for the Democrats in today's impeachment hearing at the House Judiciary Committee. They've donated thousands of dollars to Hillary Clinton and other Democrats over several elections. Here's my question for you. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University, and I decided not to become a lawyer because I can't stand any of them. They're the most corrupt people in the world, and they're the most boring people in the world, and their lives suck. Matter of fact, my daughter was going to be a lawyer. She went to Harvard, graduated top of her class, and she became an intern at the district attorney's office. And she is a beautiful girl. And all the male lawyers were, of course, all interested in her, including the older ones. And they all wanted to go to lunch with her and go to breakfast with her and hang out with her. I know what they had in mind. And I told her. And she stayed away from all of them. But they all had advice for her. Every single one of them said, please don't become a lawyer. Run for your life. Run for your life. Lawyers are suicidal. We hate our jobs. We hate our lives. Don't become a lawyer. And so she stopped, and she went from being pre-law at Harvard to no longer being pre-law and deciding not to become a lawyer because lawyers told her they all hate their lives and hate what they do for a living. But the reality is that I didn't become a lawyer, but if I had become one and I was a Republican lawyer trying to prosecute Barack Obama, and I had donated thousands of dollars to Trump and George W. Bush and other Republican candidates, which I've done my whole life, right? If you look at my lifetime, I've donated who knows how many thousands of dollars to Republican candidates, and I've never donated in my life to a Democrat. No, wait, excuse me, I always tell the truth, raw truth on national TV, and nothing but the raw truth. In my lifetime, I've probably made 100 donations to Republicans and one to a Democrat because my Republican buddy was best friends like brothers with Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. And when Joe Lieberman got hounded out of the Democratic Party and ran as an independent for senator from Connecticut, he begged me to donate to Joe Lieberman as a favor to my friend who I was in business with. And so I donated to Joe Lieberman. That's the only Democrat I've ever written a check to in my entire life. So I'm 100-1, and he wasn't even a Democrat at that point. He was an independent. So technically, I've never donated to a Democrat. I've donated to an ex-Democrat senator running as an independent. And all Republicans. So with a track record like that, giving to nothing but Trump and George W. Bush and Mitt Romney, would you think Democrats would allow me to be the prosecutor of Barack Obama and say it's fair? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Would they allow me to be on Mueller's team to go after Barack Obama and say it's fair? Of course not. Yet every person, every prosecutor on Mueller's team was a lifelong Democrat donor to Obama and Hillary. They were all out to get Republicans and out to get Trump, and they allowed that. It's disgraceful. And here's what a Democrat says, Alan Dershowitz, who's fantastic, just like Jonathan Turley, the Democrat constitutional law expert from George Washington Law School the other day, testified on Trump's behalf and basically said, you can't impeach Trump. It's impossible. He did nothing wrong. You're just making Congress look like idiots and destroying politics in this country for a century to come. You can't impeach a guy for doing nothing. There is no impeachable offense. So there was an honest Democrat, Turley. And same thing with Alan Dershowitz, a very honest Democrat. Dershowitz says it would be unconstitutional for Trump to be impeached, an utter abuse of Congress. Let's see if he says any more than that. This is a Fox News interview where he says it would be an utter abuse of Congress. The Constitution sets out four criteria for impeaching a president: treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Unless one of those criteria is met, Congress does not have the authority to impeach, and if they do, their impeachment would be void. First of all, Trump should let them do whatever they want to do. The Senate will close the case in a day. And then Trump's not impeached. It doesn't matter. And then take it to the United States Supreme Court and they'll void the impeachment. Because you can't impeach Trump. Just like the Supreme Court, in my opinion, will eventually rule. They should eventually rule. I won't say my opinion is they will rule. I don't know how they're going to rule. I don't trust them. But they should rule that no one has a right to Trump's taxes. You don't have a right to it. Where in the Constitution does it say, to run for president, we got to see your taxes? No. Presidents and presidential candidates have always voluntarily shown their taxes. That is true. But there is no rule and there is no law that says you have to. And so you can't make Trump show his taxes. If a president or a presidential candidate chooses not to show them, that's his right. And it's your right to vote him out of office. It's your right to say, if I don't see Trump's taxes, I won't vote for Trump. Great. Then don't vote for Trump. You're wrong, because I don't really care what Trump does. I only care what Trump does for me. He lowered my taxes. Obama raised my taxes. What do I give a damn about Obama's taxes or Trump's taxes? I care about my taxes. That's how you vote for or against people. What they do with their own time and their own tax money, what tax shelters they've got, none of my business, none of your business. All that matters is how do they treat me and you. It's the same reason. Why should anybody care about a billionaire who becomes a president? We should all be caring about a politician who started out broke that becomes a millionaire while in office. You're looking at the wrong people. Stop worrying about Trump. Trump made his money with none of your help, and he didn't steal taxpayer money. But the guys like Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, they all got rich while in office. They enriched themselves with your money. That's what you should care about. All right, have a great night, all the cops out there. God bless. Be safe. Military, be safe. Veterans, be safe. We love you. And the sponsor of this show, My Doctor Suggests, presentation is up next. It's cold and flu season. I haven't been sick in 4 years because of My Doctor Suggests. Go check it out.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. price. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.